实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
You look so pleased. You must have done well in the exam.
Not really, but my parents are here to see me. Text 2. I'm not feeling very well, but I don't know why.
It's nothing serious. You'll get over it as long as you keep on taking this medicine.
Text 3.
Mom, I'm going to bed. I'm very tired.
Don't you feel well?
Fine, Mom. I'm just tired.
Text 4. Do you like my new dress?
It looks awful. Just joking. You look really pretty in it.
Text 5.
Hello, Mary. This is John Smith at the office.Is Bill feeling any better today?
Oh, yes, John. He's feeling much better. But the doctor said he'll have to stay in bed until Tuesday.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Why do you look so worried, Ella?
Well, I will have a math exam tomorrow, and I really have to study. But my roommate has several friends visiting from her hometown, and I can't concentrate with them in the room.
How about the school reading room? It's very quiet there.
Yes, I know. But the reading room is closed this weekend for repairs.
That's right. Did you try the classroom? Is it open 24 hours a day?
A club is having a meeting there, and I was asked to leave this afternoon.
Well, there is always the city library. It's not pleasant to go out in such weather, but it's only a 10-minute walk.
Yes, I agree. I was hoping I wouldn't have to walk in the rain, butI guess this is the only way if I want to get any studying done. I'd better hurry. Bye.
Why do you look so worried, Ella?
Well, I will have a math exam tomorrow, and I really have to study. But my roommate has several friends visiting from her hometown, and I can't concentrate with them in the room.
How about the school reading room? It's very quiet there.
Yes, I know. But the reading room is closed this weekend for repairs.
That's right. Did you try the classroom? Is it open 24 hours a day?
A club is having a meeting there, and I was asked to leave this afternoon.
Well, there is always the city library. It's not pleasant to go out in such weather, but it's only a 10-minute walk.
Yes, I agree. I was hoping I wouldn't have to walk in the rain, but I guess this is the only way if I want to get any studying done. I'd better hurry. Bye.
Julie, guess what?
What?
I got into a program to study abroad next term.
Really? Where?
America. I'm going to help the communities there and learn about their culture.
That sounds great.
It is, but I'm worried I won't be able to get a passport or a visa.
Don't worry. The school will help you with those things.
I guess you're right. I'm a little nervous, though.
I would be, too, but I'm sure you'll do fine.
Julie, guess what?
What?
I got into a program to study abroad next term.
Really? Where?
America. I'm going to help the communities there and learn about their culture.
That sounds great.
It is. But I'm worried I won't be able to get a passport or a visa.
Don't worry. The school will help you with those things.
I guess you're right. I'm a little nervous, though.
I would be, too, but I'm sure you'll do fine. You seem happy today, don't you?
Yeah, the sun was shining when I got up this morning. And I drove Lizzie to school.
Where did you meet her?
She was standing at the corner. She was waiting for a bus.
Was she glad to see you?
Very glad. It was cold on that corner, and she was only wearing a skirt and a light blouse.
Were you late for work?
No, I got to my office at 8:25. I had 5 minutes left.
You seem happy today, don't you?
Yeah, the sun was shining when I got up this morning, and I drove Lizzie to school.
Where did you meet her?
She was standing at the corner. She was waiting for a bus.
Was she glad to see you?
Very glad. It was cold on that corner, and she was only wearing a skirt and a light blouse.
Were you late for work?
No, I got to my office at 8:25. I had 5 minutes left.
I'm very sorry you didn't win, Jack.
So am I. What a disappointment.
Come on, cheer up.
No, I feel terrible, Mary. and our classmates.
But you tried your best, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You won't give up trying, will you?
No, I won't. I'll do better next time.
I'll help you. We can practice together.
That would be great.
Then don't look so sad, Jack.
I'll try to cheer up.
You'll get over it.
I know. Thanks a lot, Mary.
Come on. I'll buy you a coffee.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm very sorry you didn't win, Jack.
So am I. What a disappointment.
Come on. Cheer up.
No, I feel terrible, Mary. And our classmates.
But you tried your best, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You won't give up trying, will you?
No, I won't. I'll do better next time.
I'll help you. We can practice together.
That would be great.
Then don't look so sad, Jack.
I'll try to cheer up.
You'll get over it.
I know. Thanks a lot, Mary.
Come on. I'll buy you a coffee.
Okay. Let's go.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Sir Charlie Chaplin, April 16th, 1889 to December 25th, 1977, was an English comic actor, film director, and composer best known for his work during the silent film era. He became the most famous star in the world before the end of World War I. Charlie Chaplin broke into show business at the age of 5 because his mother, a music hall performer, lost her voice during the performance and had to leave the stage, and Charlie went on and sang a well-known song. Halfway through the song, a shower of money poured into the stage. Charlie stopped singing and told the audience he would pick up the money first and then finish the song. The audience laughed. This was the first of millions of laughs in Charlie Chaplin's successful career. In the 1920s and 1930s, Charlie Chaplin was probably the most famous man in the world. On a visit to his native London, the motion picture comedian received 73,000 letters in just 2 days.
Sir Charlie Chaplin, April 16, 1889 to December 25, 1977, was an English comic actor, film director, and composer best known for his work during the silent film era. He became the most famous star in the world before the end of World War I. Charlie Chaplin broke into show business at the age of 5, because his mother, a music hall performer, lost her voice during the performance and had to leave the stage, and Charlie went on and sang a well-known song. Halfway through the song, a shower of money poured into the stage. Charlie stopped singing and told the audience he would pick up the money first and then finish the song. The audience laughed. This was the first of millions of laughs in Charlie Chaplin's successful career. In the 1920s and 1930s, Charlie Chaplin was probably the most famous man in the world. On a visit to his native London, the motion picture comedian received 73,000 letters in just 2 days.